Hey, it's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. Once high-speed data, and reached. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 lines for $55 per month. 2 gigabyte plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website. Coverage and offers not available.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain on Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Halftime, the Bombers trailing 28-0 to Jonesboro. We'll check a recap of the first half. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're joined at halftime by Lindsey Leonard, the head coach of the At Home Lady Bombers volleyball team. You guys are here in Jonesboro tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. We're playing in the play day. It used to be ASU play day, but now it's actually played at Valley View High School. It's a 24-team tournament. I was looking at all the teams in it, and I believe it's the strongest it's ever been. And this tournament has been around for years. But when you look at 1 through 24, you're looking at 24 teams that are very good. I would say 1 through 18 could beat each other. So it's going to be a great test. We're going to play a lot of really, really good teams. We play actually Jonesboro's in our pool to start the day off. They're probably the best team in 6A. So I'm excited because I know we're going to get to play good teams. And to be honest with you, right now we're in a really, really tough stretch of our season, probably the toughest I've ever been a part of. When you look at the road trips we've made, this is our third road trip this week, and we're actually going to Paragould on Monday to play Greene County Tech. But our kids we do have a young team, but our kids are battling. We're improving. And, you know, I feel like this time right now, this tough stretch is going to help us in the long run.
Explain how the tournaments work, because you get a lot of matches in one day.
Right. We will play pool play in the morning, which we'll have 3 other teams in our pool, which Harding Academy out of Tennessee, Pocahontas, and Jonesboro are in our pool. And then they will actually they do a win-loss ratio, and we'll take the top 9, and they'll go to one bracket, and then the next 9 will go to the silver bracket, and then the last 9 will go to the bronze bracket, and then you'll play out bracket play in the afternoon.
How many games do you play in pool play? Is it just
you'll play two games to 25 against each team?
Okay. So you got that coming up tomorrow, that great competition. I'll tell you what, this 6A, 5A2 district, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Right. It's been, I would say that this year the competition level has been different than it was. It's better this year. Greenbrier is much improved from last year. We probably played the best we've played all year when Greenbrier came to Mountain Home. We were actually able to beat them in 3 games. Batesville they've been tough for the last couple of years. They're very, very good. I would say that Batesville is probably the best they've been in a couple of years, just extremely athletic. Just they don't have a lot of weaknesses. We went to Batesville last night. The scores don't indicate it, but we did play better than we did the first time. I thought we improved. You know, we're not big on moral victories, but we did get better, and that's all that we're looking for right now.
What else do you have coming up after? You mentioned ASU, then you mentioned another road trip on Monday.
Right, we're going to Greene County Tech, just in a non-conference, and Greene County Tech plays in the tough 5A East. They're a good team. You know, they play against Paragould, Nettleton, Valley View, Jonesboro, Marion every night. It's going to be a great, great road test, another road trip for us. But again, just we want to play the best. We want to play the best, and you know we might not have the best record going into the state tournament, but we want to know that we're battle tested and ready to see anything when we get there.
Let's talk about the state tournament. When and where is that going to be?
It is in Greenwood. It was there 2 years ago, or actually when our seniors were sophomores. It was at Greenwood. They do a tremendous job hosting it. you know, we don't like the trip, but I was excited to know that it was at Greenwood because then I always know they're going to take care of us, and just excited. We've had some good runs at Greenwood. We actually, the last two state tournaments that have been hosted at Greenwood, we've made it to the Final Four. So hopefully we can get to the Final Four, maybe even farther this year.
Let's talk about the team, some of the team members you have.
We have a young team, but it starts with our seniors, Mallie Tabor, Hannah Pfeiffer, and Hope Menendez. We only have three seniors, and they're great leaders. You know, for the most part, Mallie and Hannah have played they've played since they were sophomores, and Hope played. She played a lot last year as a junior, so very, very experienced players. They have had to take on a group of talented sophomores and lead them, and they've done a great job. We're playing right now each night. We're playing six sophomores, which is usually on a given year I will play probably one or two because they're just not ready to play at that level. Uh-huh. But we have a talented sophomore class, and we've got six sophomores: Anna Grace Foreman, Leah Jackson, Lane Blackman, Charlie Pierce, Claudia Carter, and Grace Beckham are playing a lot as sophomores this year, and they're providing a lot. So it's good for the future, but you know, we're not interested in the future right now. We're interested in this season and seeing what can happen.
So how many more weeks of the regular season do you have left?
We actually have, I believe, three regular season weeks left. Then we'll enter district tournament play, and then the following week will be the state tournament. You know, we go to we have the finish our conference play, and then we'll have the seating meeting where we'll go in and discuss, you know, who needs to be where, which is – Not my favorite thing in the world, but it is what it is. But we'll go, Coach Husky and I will go down for that and, you know, plead our case on where we feel like we should be seated going into the district tournament. Once we get to the district tournament, however we finish there, we'll determine what seed we get in the state tournament.
It's hard to believe it's that close to state tournament time.
I know,
already.
It's crazy. I feel like, you know, our first match was against West Plains, and I feel like that was last week.
Yeah.
So
it has flown by. What year is this for you as head coach now, Lindsay?
I believe we were talking about this, I think it's my 11th, 11th, 12th, somewhere in there. I can't, I don't know, but it's flown, you know, and it's really neat. You know, I've seen a lot of former players lately, and it's obviously you want to win and you want state championships or the goal, but the relationships that you build with your players is definitely the most important thing, and it's really been neat throughout my career to develop some really neat relationships with kids.
All right. Anything else you need to mention?
Well, I want to say Dell gave me a shout-out last week, so I guess I have to give him a shout-out. But I do want to say that the girls' golf state tournament is next week.
That's
and
right.
He believes that they have a shot, and, you know, he's got three Sydney Shinskowski and Kenzie Collins are playing really well right now, so I'm really excited to see what happens, and it's at Big Creek. So if anybody would like to see some good girls golf, they need to go out next week, Monday and Tuesday.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
All right, Lindsay, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Lindsay Leonard, head coach of the Lady Bombers volleyball team. We'll take a break. It's halftime, 28-0 our score. It's Jonesboro with the lead. Matt's going to have our studio report checking scores around the state coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Acumen Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed-in bed liner and high-quality audio for your ride. It's Bomber football time, and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible with amp and sub packages starting at $239. And they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers, too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our five Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
More than 75 years ago, electric cooperatives were formed to bring power to rural Arkansas. Neighbors came together to build electric lines and grow communities. Over the years, we've created an electricity network that provides reliable and affordable power to over 1 million Arkansans. We live and work in the communities we serve. At homes, businesses, and schools, we work to brighten the future of our communities. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-881-5454. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-881-5454. 800-881-5454. 800-881-5454.
And we welcome you back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, brought to you by Acumen Audio and May Family Motors. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 Studio Report as Mountain Home is trailing Jonesboro at halftime by a score of 28-0. Let's take a look at what else is going on so far tonight. In the first off, in the 6A East, West Memphis, who is currently ranked fourth in Class 6A, is right now trailing Marion. Last score we had, Patriots up on the Blue Devils 14-8 in the second quarter. Haven't seen any score updates yet on the other two games. They are Searcy, who's ranked fifth in Class 6A, at Jacksonville tonight, and Pine Bluff, who is ranked third in 6A, hosting Little Rock Hall. On the local level, have not seen a score update yet in the game between Yevil Summit and Elkins, the Panthers at home, for their 3A1 opener tonight. Also this evening, Salem is at home opening 2A3 action tonight. Greyhounds right now having a tough time with Earl, trailing 16-0 in the second quarter. Melbourne at Mountain View, we have not seen a score update on that one. Also haven't seen a score between Marshall and Green Forest this evening. Harrison is at home tonight, and right now they are trailing Morrilton by a score of 27-14. That game at halftime, Harrison came into this game tied for fifth in Class 5A. On the Arkansas Associated Press Top 10 scoreboard tonight, number one, Harbor, having their way with Rogers. It is 35-0 Wildcats right now over the Mounties in the second quarter. Bryant, who's ranked number two, is leading Fort Smith Northside at halftime, 21-3. Pulaski Academy, ranked third in the state overall, number one in Class 6A at home against J.A. Fair this evening. Let's see if we can find the score on that one. And have not seen a score on it as of yet. No, haven't seen a score update on it as of yet. Number four, North Little Rock, leading Little Rock Central tonight, but it's not by much right now. It is the Charging Wildcats up on the Tigers, 17-14 in the second quarter. Fifth-ranked Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in a Class 6A, is losing to Texarkana by a score of 17-13. Number six, Bentonville West, is up on Van Buren, 36-7 at halftime. Number seven, El Dorado, who is also ranked number two in Class 6A, leads Lake Hamilton 14-6 at the break. Number eight, Fayetteville, is tied with Bentonville at 10 apiece. That game was that was the last score we had in the second quarter. Number nine, Springdale, is leading Heritage 21-7, that game being played at Rogers. And number 10, Conway, is trailing Fort Smith Southside by a score of 20-7. That would be a big upset for the Southside if they can hold on and defeat the Wampus Cats tonight. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 6A Top 5, so we'll go to the Class 5A Top 5 games that we haven't mentioned yet. Number 2 win is at home against Blytheville, and that game has been close so far tonight. At halftime, it is the Yellow Jackets up on the Chickasaws by a score of 10-6. Number 3, Little Rock Christian, is at home tonight hosting BB. See if we can find the score on that one. And at this point, have not. Okay, there it is. At halftime, it is Little Rock Christian and BB knotted up at 21 apiece. That game at halftime. Number 4, Whitehall, is at home against Magnolia this evening. And have yet to see the score on that game. Oh, there it is. In the second quarter, it is Whitehall losing to Magnolia 23-20. And Nettleton, who is tied with Harrison for that number 5 ranking, is up on Batesville by score 20-14 in the second quarter. Class 4A top 5, number 1, P. Ridge, is at home against Gentry this evening. See if we can find the score on that one. I believe I saw that P. Ridge had the lead. And there it is. At halftime, it is P. Ridge up on Gentry 40-6. Joe T. Robinson, I believe, having their way with Fountain Lake this evening. And let's see if we can find the score. There it is. Yeah, at halftime, it is Robinson up on Fountain Lake 35-0. Number 3, Arkadelphia, is losing to Nashville at halftime 17-14. Prairie Grove, who's actually tied with Arkadelphia for that number 3 ranking, is I believe they are leading Huntsville this evening. It is 13-0 second quarter. The Tigers up on the Eagles. And number 5, Warren, is at home tonight against Crossett. And see if we can find the score on that one this evening. And we have not seen a score update on that one as of yet. In the Class 3A Top 5, number 1, Prescott, is at home against Center Point tonight. And it is the Curly Wolves leading Center Point at halftime 47-0. Number 2, Junction City, is at home against McGee. And that game knotted up at 22 apiece at halftime. Number 3, Charleston, is at home against Cedarville tonight. And it is the Tigers up on Cedarville 28-6 at the break. Number 4, Newport, playing at Hoxie this evening. And it is the Greyhounds losing to Hoxie by a score of 15-7 in the second quarter. And number 5, Mayflower, is at home against Barton tonight. And we have not seen a score on that one as of yet. There it is. At halftime, Mayflower is up on Barton by a score of 34-14. And then the Class 2A Top 5 tonight, number 1, Mount Ida, playing at Mineral Springs. It is Mount Ida up 35-6 in the second quarter. Number 2, Ryzen, is having their way with Bearden 40-6 at halftime. Number 3, Conway Christian. Last I saw, they were losing to Poland, but Conway Christian has come back and taken the lead 21-12 in the second quarter. Number 4, McCrory, playing at home tonight against Hazen. See if we can find the score on that one. And have not seen a score. Okay, there it is at halftime. The two teams are knotted up at 14. And number 5, Hampton, playing at Parker's Chapel. And it is Hampton up 22-0 in the second quarter. That's going to wrap up our studio report. And we'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as Mountain Home Trails Jonesboro at halftime 28-0. You're listening to Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Moms and dads, listen up. After a long day, making dinner for the family is the last thing on your mind. But DQ and Mountain Home has a plan. Every Sunday and Wednesday starting at 4 p.m., kids 12 and under eat free with the purchase of a regular combo meal. DQ takes the stress out of deciding what to cook, and they save you money. It's a win-win, and it's only available at DQ and Mountain Home Wednesdays and Sunday beginning at 4 p.m. DQ, fan food, not fast food.
I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Arkansas region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
Now back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, 28-0 our score as we get closer to the start of the second half. Jonesboro will kick off, so the Bombers will have the ball to start this third quarter. Bob, just quickly, your thoughts on the first half.
Well, you know, we knew Jonesboro would be pretty good offensively. You know, it was going to be tough to keep them from scoring. I didn't think we played that bad defensively. We had some gave up some big plays that, you know, that you're going to get. We got tired in the second quarter from chasing the passer around, chasing receivers around, and we moved the ball on them. We just did not move it consistently. We've got to get a little bit better at not having negative plays and penalties and, you know, a turnover didn't go down as a turnover on the fourth down play.
Right.
We didn't get a chance to make that yard to continue that drive. So it's consistency is what we're looking for on the offensive side, and you know, continue with that effort on the defensive side. And once again, I went out at halftime. We're in an air conditioned booth, but I went out at halftime. It's still hot and muggy outside. Yeah. So, you know, you can pump all the fluids in you want, but boy, golly, in that fourth quarter, it's draining.
Yep. Well, Bombers have the ball first. We'll see what they can do with it. We'll have the second half kickoff coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get 2 lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. Once high-speed data, and reached. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 lines for $55 per month. 2 gigabyte plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website. Coverage and offers not available everywhere.